Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
You can't draw no crowd faking a geek.
On this day in fictional history, Klaatu arrives on Earth with Gort and a cautionary message to halt experiments with violence, atomic energy, and space travel. In Washington, D.C., from the day the Earth stood still, 1994, the magazine Outtakes reports that two 23-year-olds, Banky Edwards and Holden McNeil, are enjoying success with their first comic book, 37, currently being sold only at Comic Toast in Eden Prairie Mall and Comicology. That is from Chasing Amy. In 1999, April O'Neil video records mutant turtles named Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, and Michelangelo. That is from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Data from Office of Public Health Awareness Propagation Projection Studies says that simian flu has spread to 8.7 million people. That's from Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Birthdays. Unfortunately, there are no notable birthdays today. Unless it's your birthday. In which case, write it down so that way there is a note about it.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Roman, John, Marlena, and Adrian cheer Steve up. Or try to, but he is a DEFCON hot topic. Eve admits to Chloe she's partly responsible for Brady losing custody of Tate. Turns out she's the VP of the Jodie Foster fan club. And yes, that joke will be beaten into the ground. Jennifer is determined to find out how the drugs ended up in JJ's apartment. Turns out a student at JJ's trying to break the world record for spin took a shortcut Alex P. Keaton style. Victor strikes back at Teresa. So get ready, Teresa. The AT-ATs are coming. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Do you like to study? Are you kind to creatures of all shapes and sizes? Do you believe in monsters? Then Baron Davis and the Monster Rangers want you. Monsters hide in plain sight. Boys and girls can see them, and so can you if you just use Baron Davis's patented Imaginate process involving self-discipline, wonder, and candy. Monster Rangers are kind, honorable, spooky, thrifty, and irreverent, while the evil Dr. Duke Davis and his plug uglies are mean, full of bunk, and your run-of-the-mill mullygrubs. Join us to help defend the land of Monstru. Monsters around the globe are in trouble and need our help. So if you've got the moxie, then log on to your nearby terminal and go to monsterrangers.com. Believe, study, protect.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the Weekly World News from a certain point of view. A Russian probe has found living beings on Venus. This is actually the second time that a Russian probe has reportedly found life on Venus. In 1982, several objects resembling living beings were detected on photographs taken by a Russian landing probe on a Venus mission. The photographs feature several objects, which have been said to resemble a disc, a black flap, and a scorpion-like creature. All of them emerge, fluctuate, and disappear, a scientist say, referring to their changing location on different photographs and traces on the ground.
What if we forget about the current theories about the non-existence of life on Venus? Let's boldly suggest that the object's morphological features would allow us to say that they are living, a magazine-quoted scientist Kenson Fanlati is saying.
Now the Russians once again have proof of life on Venus, where the ground temperature is 464 degrees Celsius.
There are special beings that have adapted to their atmosphere. They are definitely alive and thriving, said Russian scientist Boris Zvenko.
A Russian rocket successfully launched the Venus Express spacecraft in 2017 for the European Space Agency, the first probe designed to study Venus in years. It reached Venus last week and discovered life.
We have once again proven that the Russian space program is far superior to the Americans, who only care about sending their military to space, said Vladimir Putin, referring to Trump's creation of the Space Force. Russians will conquer Venus, Mars, and all the planets. Americans will learn nothing. They have no interest in exploration, only destruction.
The Russians promise to release photos of the beings in the next 3 months after they have been cleared by Putin. The Los Angeles Police Department is taking action to stop local real estate agents from using hostile tactics against each other, specifically the use of military-grade Predator drones. Real estate has always been a competitive business, but in L.A., it's war. Many L.A. real estate agents had used drones to simply take pictures of properties. Large drones could often be seen flying over West Side residences. But the drones from competing real estate agencies began flying into each other and causing major disturbances for local citizens. In response, agents began using armed Predator drones purchased from eBay to knock the competitors' drones out of the sky. That escalated to the natural next step, and now the real estate drones have been attacking the buildings of competitors over the last few weeks. The LAPD was forced to step in for the safety of the public.
"We intend to put an end to this real estate war in short order," said LAPD Sergeant Marco Gonzalez.
Drones used by real estate agencies range from as small as the palm of your hand to as large as a VW bug. Federal regulations prohibit the operation of unmanned aircraft in U.S. airspace without specific permission, though the rules do allow hobbyists to fly model planes in designated areas. Coldwell Banker and Keller Williams are the two companies using the largest drones and seem to have the edge on all of the competitors.
"Coldwell Banker has been taking out Keller Williams' offices one by one," said Gonzalez. "There's been a lot of casualties. But Keller Williams is beginning to fight back, and they have some boots on the ground in Santa Monica trying to sabotage the Coldwell Banker drone fleet."
But the Coldwell Banker elite team, nicknamed Acre Team 6, vows to finish off Keller Williams with a new line of deadly drones, hacked together from stolen Amazon drones. In response, one Keller Williams agent, nicknamed Maverick, said,
"This is our city. By the time LAPD stops us, we will have wiped Coldwell Banker off our turf."
Governor Jerry Brown recently issued an official statement designating L.A. as a danger zone. And finally, a beast nearly 2 feet in length was discovered on Mission Beach in San Diego. It has the body shape of a pig, kind of a fat stomach, middle area, and the canines are ridiculously large, approximately 8 to 10 inches. Its hind legs are longer than its front pair. It appears to be mostly hairless, and it scares young children. Some thought at first this was some kind of chupacabra that swims in water. Dubbed the San Diego Chalupa Monster, it has been talked about by locals for the last few decades, though no one has ever seen it until now. It was named the Chalupa Monster in jest by local fishermen, but the monster is taken very seriously by local authorities.
"We've had over 30 deaths blamed on the Chalupa Monster over the years," said Sergeant Monica Williams of the San Diego Police Department.
The Chalupa Monster corpse smelled like dead rotting flesh, with flies filling its mouth as observers tried to get close. A visiting 19-year-old Lake Tahoe snowboard enthusiast was able to snap a few photos of the unique creature. Upon hearing the name, he was puzzled.
Chalupa Monster? You think it comes from the runoff of a Taco Bell factory in Tijuana or something, bro?"
"No. That's the Chalupa Cabra, a completely different cryptid." GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a good place to be. Drop a review on ye old iTunes. Check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. Cartoons galore. Hit up the Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. Send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com or give us a call at
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
And we'll see you the next time that we do.
That was terrible.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. You took the words right out of my mouth.